At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. As we unofficially, almost officially, say goodbye to one of my Super Bowl teams, your Buffalo Bills. Broncos, let's ride. Oh, look who's got his Broncos gear on. Yeah, Mr. Diehard Denver Bronco thought the Broncos were going to lose by at least 13 points.
I did say that the Bills should win that game by 2 touchdowns.
I told you they were going to be tied going into the fourth quarter.
But you picked up on my reverse psychology. If I keep begging the Broncos and saying they're going to lose, maybe they'll actually win.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Broncos beat the Bills 24-22 at the buzzer. The Bills are 5-5. The Broncos are 4-5. We got MAC football coming up tonight, a couple of interesting basketball games, Spurs at the Thunder, yes, Chet Holmgren versus Victor Wembanyama, and the Timberwolves, the surprisingly Timberwolves, against the Golden State Warriors. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. That Flat Rock Flat Top Grill is illegal. It is so good, and it can do so many different things, so versatile. Everything's available at Traeger.com. You got sauces there. You got rubs there, you got pellets there, up to 20% off select grills, up to 15% off accessories for military members and first responders. They're a great partner of ours, Traeger.com. Got a play of the day, stat of the day poll question. We'll dive into Jim Harbaugh's interesting press conference yesterday. Former Bills All-Pro Steve Tasker will stop by after what happened last night in Buffalo. Jenny Taft works the sidelines for Fox Sports, their Big Noon kickoff. She was there for the Penn State game with Michigan. She'll be in Maryland coming up this weekend for Michigan and Maryland. Will Jim Harbaugh be there? We'll bring back some of Jim's comments from yesterday. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls at 877-3DP-SHOW. Also, good morning to those watching on Peacock. Jay Billis a little bit later on as well. Seton, what's the poll question we're at least considering for the first hour of the program?
We got a bunch of them here, Dan. Let's see. How about we start with the game last night?
Mm-hmm.
Who has corrected things more? Russell Wilson, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton has. Sean Payton is not letting Russ cook. It's like when sometimes I'll cook a meal, but my wife is always in there to tell me what I'm doing wrong. Mm-hmm. And it feels like Sean Payton is in the kitchen with Russ while Russ is like, I'm going to whip up a souffle. And meanwhile, Sean goes, no, how about a chicken pot pie?
Yes, why don't we start with some scrambled eggs rather than,
let's boil some water, okay?
We got a quiche right away. Why don't we just take it easy?
Yeah, I would say Sean Payton seems to have a little better handle of the roster of what his team is and isn't. I don't know if it's necessarily Russell Wilson. Russ is not losing games for you. I don't think they're relying on him to win games. Whereas with Buffalo and Josh Allen, you rely on him to win games, but he's also like he's the problem and the solution, all wrapped into one enigma here. Because you watch, and I know all turnovers aren't created equal, but it comes back to Josh Allen. He is the common thread here. If I look at turnovers here, this is since 2022. Josh Allen in 33 games. That's 25 interceptions and 6 lost fumbles. Trevor Lawrence is second. He's 6 turnovers behind Josh Allen. Then Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith, Mac Jones, Dak Prescott. You know, he tries. He tries to do too much for that team. I thought the defense played pretty well, and that's an undermanned defense. And there was only one call that I went, what are they doing? And, of course, that was late in the game when they decided they were going to have a blitz. So here it is, Denver 3rd and 10 from Buffalo's 45. There's 35 seconds to go. If Denver gains 5 yards, they're facing a 57-yard field goal into the win. Or they'd have to go for it on 4th down. So they do an all-out blitz. The Bills were flagged for pass interference. And then you thought, okay, Buffalo is going to survive. Yeah, missed the field goal, and oops, there's 12 men on the field. This is what it sounded like.
Now they got to hurry the team onto the field to try to kick a game-winning field goal. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. This is going to be a 41-yarder from the right hash. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick is on the way. There's a flag on the play, and it's no good.
What's the flag?
12 men on defense. 5-yard penalty. Go 4th down.
So the field goal was no good, but it's negated by 12 men on the field. Denver will get a second chance to kick this field goal. So it's a 36-yard field goal from the right hash. Kick is up, and it is good.
What's the flag? Yes, Todd.
It's really hard to guess if that's the Bills or the Broncos broadcasters doing that.
That was the Bills radio network, Todd. Here is the Bills head coach, Sean McDermott, and it starts with this question.
Do you feel a sense of things unraveling a little bit? Like, what was your sense in that locker room with this group?
Guys are upset. They're frustrated. When you don't get the results you're looking for, you don't have maybe the production you're looking for, you know, they get frustrated. And I can promise it's not from a lack of effort. You know, we got to continue to reset, continue to make adjustments that we need to make. I know the result wasn't what we wanted it to be, but I do think there's some good football times being played, but not good enough. We have things to work on.
Yes, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I wondered at the beginning of the year, this was the last year of the Super Bowl window for the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, and that Sean McDermott, if they don't get far in the playoffs, could be on the hot seat. I'd say he's on the hot seat. And it's not like Denver played great, but these are the games where you look back on the season and you go, God, we survived. That's it. It's survival of the fittest. That's all this is. This is hand-to-hand combat. You don't get style points in the NFL. All you want to do is win a game. Get out of there. And if you're the Buffalo Bills, now all of a sudden the season gets difficult. So you're 5-5. You got a game against the Jets. Great. Patriots, great. But you also have games against the Eagles at Philadelphia, the Chiefs at Kansas City, and then you host the Dallas Cowboys. And you got the Miami Dolphins in Miami to end the season. Maybe you get 9 wins this season. That's not good enough. You may have one team out of that division make the playoffs. And that's what I thought at the beginning of the year, that you could have one team make it. I, of course, thought the Buffalo Bills were going to be that one team. But that's not going to happen. Make sure you sign up for Dan's Deals. Seton's done a great job with this. It's Black Friday before Black Friday. It starts this Thursday We got a lot of great things there. And these are things that we picked out, and we thought that these would be great things for you for the holidays. We have this 12-piece knife set that retail value about $250, $260. You get it for $129, so 50% off. And this is what we have with these deals, Dan's Deals. And you get first access to this, all the savings there. And they're just great gift suggestions for the holidays. Go to danpatrick.com, put in your email address, a box that slides out bottom right corner, and then you're good to go. You have first access to these deals. They were a big hit last year, a big hit at Mother's Day, and we brought them back again. What other poll questions are we looking at here?
Well, we could go to the other side of the ball here. More to blame for the Bills' struggles. Josh Allen, Sean McDermott.
Oh, man. I don't think there's a wrong answer. Yeah. It still comes down to the quarterback in today's NFL. I know that, you know, the coach gets fired, but it's on the quarterback. Like Trevor Lawrence had a horrible game against San Francisco. That shouldn't be on his head coach. That should be on him. And this should be on Josh Allen. You're at home against Denver. You should win again. You should win these games. Yes.
Yeah, that was definitely a winnable game. But yeah. when you're watching, are you like, man, Josh Allen sucks?
No, there's a Brett Favre feel to him. Like he loves degree of difficulty, risk and reward. And Favre was that. And Favre bought into this. Like, hey, he's a gunslinger. And then he bought into being a gunslinger. Well, he would throw touchdowns, but he would throw interceptions. I mean, he had over 300 interceptions in his career. But that's because he was always looking for maybe the impossible play, the splash play. And, you know, it hurt the Packers. I mean, he was Hall of Fame quarterback, yes. He should have been better. Green Bay should have been better. One Super Bowl shouldn't have been good enough for them. And, I mean, Buffalo would take another Super Bowl with Josh Allen. But it feels like they get further and further away the deeper into the season. And that shouldn't be the case. You should be looking at these teams that all of a sudden get some momentum, all of a sudden find out who they are. How many teams can play great? Not are great, because I don't think we have a great team. But if I said how many teams can play great in a game? San Francisco, Chiefs, Eagles, Cowboys against a bad opponent. Dolphins
against a bad opponent.
So that doesn't count. Let's take Dallas and Miami out. These are teams, the Bengals can play great against a good opponent. So that's what I'm looking for. How many teams can the Ravens play great against a very good team? And I'd say yes. You might have five or six teams that have that ability to do something where they're going to win a game on the road in the playoffs. Detroit winning the game against the Chargers in a shootout. Now, granted, you could say it's the Chargers. Still, that was impressive for me to watch Detroit win a game that they don't lose. They used to lose those games. That's impressive. But is there five or six teams that can play a great game on the road in the playoffs? Or a great game at home against a very good opponent? And you probably have only five or six. Yes, Eden.
But this is one of those seasons, though, where, like you said, there is no truly great team. There's a lot of teams that are really good and then some that are uneven.
Yeah.
If this is the kind of year, though, that one of those uneven teams can get hot at the right time and just run through the playoffs. Like, say, the Dolphins, they've kind of underwhelmed against good teams, but if it clicks at the right time.
I don't know if they could win all their games. Like, you know, Aaron Rodgers won all of his road games when they were wild card and won the Super Bowl. How many teams are capable of doing that? Can Dallas do that? Could Seattle do that? Detroit's going to have home field advantage. Kansas City will have home field advantage. But could Miami go on the road and win? I don't think so. So that's what I'm trying to figure out here is we're, you know, past the halfway mark of the season. How many teams can play a great game? Because you're going to have one of those moments where a team's going to knock off somebody because they played a game that you didn't expect out of them.
Buccaneers?
No. They're terrible.
No, no, no. They won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this year.
No.
Yeah, maybe clarify that with the Buccaneers.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, but that's Tom Brady.
Hello.
Yeah. What other poll questions do we have today?
Well, we can stick with the Bills a little bit here. The Bills are going to
I jumped down Seton's throat. No, they're terrible.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fair. When it was confusing. I communicate that way.
You didn't do well with that.
The Bills are going to be in the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs.
We mentioned this yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised if they missed the playoffs. Yeah. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Would you rather be the Bills or the Bengals?
Bengals. I mean, that's a tough loss at home, but they had played pretty well, and I still like Joe Burrow more than I do Josh Allen. I trust Joe Burrow more than I do.
Tyler Boyd catches that.
Yes. Then all of a sudden, you know, Cincinnati survives. Even if Buffalo could have won the game. They could have survived, and then we would go, golly, that's too close for comfort. But then we just move on to the next week. Now you don't move on to the next week and next week as quickly with Buffalo. Cincinnati, you might move on a little bit quicker. But you can't move on too quick. You have to, because you got a Thursday night game against the Ravens. And therefore, all right, you lost that game. Yep, can't talk about it. We got to talk about Baltimore. And talk about an unbelievable matchup on Thursday night. Both teams had games that they should have won at home. And give credit to Cleveland, because Cleveland is one of those teams that can play a great game. God, if they had Nick Chubb, I know we don't want to talk about Deshaun Watson, but we have to talk about Deshaun Watson. He played like he used to play 4 years ago. That second half is as good as any quarterback is going to play. And that's in a tough environment against a rival and a good defense. And he played really well. Their defense is really, really good. They have the potential capability of playing that great game and surprising people. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. And Jim Harbaugh, he talks. What did he talk? He went off on a few tangents there. Is he going to speak at a hearing coming up later on this week? I think he said he was going to. Are they America's team? Why are they victims? We'll talk about that coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. You may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I tried to talk Fritzy into taking the Broncos last night. He wouldn't believe me.
And Seton said the Broncos were going to win. He called.
Yeah. And look who's wearing Bronco gear today.
Well, there's a difference between thinking your team's going to lose and still wanting them to win. I think those are two separate
things. I think you should trade clothes with Seton. Just the hat and the
clothes
sweatshirt.
Clothes are clean, but it'll be very big on him. It'll be like a big blanket.
It feels like he's more of a Bronco fan than you are. Feels like that.
I don't know. Again, there's a difference between thinking your team's going to lose and still wanting them to win the game.
Okay. God said yes to everybody wants the Broncos to humiliate. That's why they're tuning in tonight. Not really.
No. I said the point spread was weird.
I know, and I was sure it was going to be a 6 to 8 point game at the end, based on the 7 point spread or whatever it was.
No, you thought it was going to be 13. We're going to lose by 13.
The 7 point spread, I thought it was going to be a 6 to 8 point game.
I said the Bills should win a game like that by two touchdowns, but because of the whole mafia thing, that somehow it'll be a 6 to 8 point ending because they always get it right.
But you didn't take the bet when you could have taken the 7 points.
Yeah, one of the callers said he would even make it like 9 or 10. I'm like, nope, it's got to be at least 13 or I'm not taking it.
Okay. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. By the way, I normally don't care about a coach's press conference, but Robert Saleh, who's the Jets head coach, I got to admit, I love watching his press conferences. I don't know if he took creative writing when he was in college, but he has to be creative every press conference when talking about Zach Wilson. But he's also talking about making changes. See if you follow.
We're talking. There's nothing with the quarterback, nothing with the play caller. You know, we're just looking at things and with regards to schematically the things that we can do differently. Some different personnel changes, which I'm going to keep here with me. But we're looking across the board to see if we can find a way to generate some offense.
Okay. Not going to change the quarterback. Not going to change the offensive coordinator. This is direct orders from up top. This is ownership saying, we're not going to change quarterback. We want to see what we have with Zach Wilson. And then once we see what we have, and then we'll see if Aaron comes back in a month from now. But we're not going to put in somebody who's probably better than Zach Wilson for our team. Because the point that I would make is, Zach Wilson doesn't know what he can and can't do. He's too young, and he's still living off the fumes at BYU, where he could do whatever he wants. Trevor Siemian is not as talented as Zach Wilson, but Trevor Siemian knows what he can and can't do and might give you a better chance. There's certain quarterbacks where you go, that guy will work, like Andy Dalton. He made a career out of, he knows what he can and can't do. Might not be enough for a playoff appearance, but he doesn't lose you games. The Jets want to go into these games right now for the next, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. If you're getting Aaron Rodgers back, not losing games. And that starts with Zach Wilson. But it feels like Robert Saleh knows how this ends. He just can't tell you how the movie ends. And that's the feeling I get every time he goes to that press conference. It's like, no change in the quarterbacking position. And not all of this is on Zach Wilson. But if he's going to make it, you know, that we're going to put this on Zach Wilson, then we want to see results. He's running Aaron Rodgers' offense. Not well, but that's what they're running. Because you're not going to cater something to Zach Wilson and all of a sudden, hey, Aaron's back now, let's change the offense with everybody. But, yeah, I love that press conference every week where he's trying to say something nice about Zach Wilson. Not changing quarterback, not changing offensive coordinator. Look, schematic, that's what we're going to do. We're going to change our schemes. Yes, Marvin.
Does he have a mulligan for this season no matter what because of Aaron Rodgers' injury?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so. I don't think you would have Aaron Rodgers come back because that's another one. If Rodgers likes Robert Saleh, you know, management isn't going to fire him. Because Rodgers would be like, no, I like this guy. That's unless Rodgers will co-sign on something and say, yeah, if you want to fire him, that's okay with me. If I'm Aaron Rodgers and you liked him and you were coming there, then and it feels like he gives Rodgers autonomy, and that's what you want if you're Aaron Rodgers, you know, this late in your career. All right, Jim Harbaugh spoke. We don't know if he's going to be get a temporary restraining order, an injunction, what the courts are going to say, and is he going to be on the sidelines for Maryland? Is he going to be on the sidelines for Ohio State? Will he be on the sidelines when the playoffs roll around? A lot of questions. And Jim Harbaugh spoke yesterday on a variety of topics, including Michigan is America's team.
It's got to be America's team. It's got to be America's team. America loves a team that you know, beats the odds, beats the adversity, you know, overcomes what the naysayers and, you know, critics, so-called experts think. That's my favorite kind of team.
Okay. What did they – they're not an underdog. They're Michigan. He makes it seem like they're this plucky team that somehow they rose up against the titans of the sport. Like TCU was America's team. That was an underdog team. Did they cheat? Like they're America's team? I don't think America goes, man, that's our team. They cheat. Yes, Marvin.
The 2001 Patriots at that time, they were America's team. Like, you know what? Underdogs, 9/11, we're all Patriots. All that went into that. Not, I got caught cheating, so now we're America's team.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that.
I mean, the victimization here. And I've said before, I hope that they get their opportunity to speak and give us information on whatever they need to give us here. But are they denying that something happened here? It doesn't feel like that. They want due process. That's what they're really big on. They due process. Yes, Eden.
Michigan is one of the wealthiest football teams in the country. They made like something like $200 and something million last year. Like that, they're not an underdog at all. Not even close.
They're America's team. It's about capitalism.
Adversity. We're really overcoming the odds. You're Michigan.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude?
Play Harbaugh again.
It's got to be America's team. It's got to be America's team. America loves a team that you know, beats the odds, beats the adversity, you know, overcomes what the naysayers and, you know, critics, so-called experts think. That's my favorite kind of team.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah, Paulie.
I've always believed if you can convince yourself you're innocent, you can convince others you're innocent. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like he believes that they did nothing or the whole team did nothing. And he may, on his end, may be right. He may have not participated in this.
But this isn't a criminal trial.
Right. But I don't know if this this stance is going to help them out. People want Michigan to have due process. And the Big Ten took a lot of hits last week of how they handled this. Let others jab the Big Ten, and you hang back.
Yes, play the victim.
Yeah.
Don't tell us that you know why you're the victim.
Yeah, let others go to bat for you.
I don't know. So far, they've done a fairly masterful job of controlling the storyline about how they got screwed by the Big Ten. Nobody is talking about how they're not denied. They admitted, yeah, the guy went and did that. Absolutely, one of our coaches was going and doing all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not fair what you're doing to Jim Harbaugh. That's the whole story, is Jim Harbaugh's getting screwed somehow when his coaching staff was cheating.
Well, if you look at the language of all of this, and I don't think not many people are looking at the language of this. When Jim Harbaugh, Michigan gets punished. So the Big Ten punished Michigan. But you have to have a person who gets punished, and that's the head coach. Now, he got suspended for 3 games. What if this happened 5 weeks ago. Is he suspended for the rest of the regular season? Because that's what he's being suspended for, the rest of the regular season. Yes, Eden.
The Big Ten's statement that they initially released said that the Michigan head coach, or that Michigan football couldn't play games with their head coach for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. It just so happened to be three games. Like you had brought up Juwan Howard when he got suspended last year, right, for punching the
Wisconsin coach.
Yeah. He was suspended for the remainder of the season. That was five games.
Yeah.
They were both sportsmanship violations. They were both the exact same code of conduct that the Big Ten is holding both coaches to that standard, both schools to that standard. It's both sportsmanship violations.
But if Michigan had five regular season games left, would he be suspended for five games, not three? That's what I'm curious about. They, like, this number, is it just those are the games left? If he got suspended in September, would he have sat down for 10 games?
Maybe if it was September, it would have been indefinitely.
Yeah.
And this, but they never said we're suspending him for three games. For so all of these headlines say three games, and in effect, it's a three-game suspension, but only because it was that's the remainder of the season. He was suspended for the remainder of the season.
As far as due process, what does the language say about due process?
Well, due process is like, I mean, is he truly a state employee? And then is there certain due process gets a little funny for me. I think the whole idea, he keeps talking about the presumption of innocence. I don't know how that has any bearing in this at all. Because that's like a very specific legal clause, I think. But I'm not sure. Due process and presumption of innocence is being thrown around a lot. And I'm not 100% sure. I'm not a lawyer by any means. But I wonder if it's always being used appropriately when being thrown around.
Who thinks Jim Harbaugh is on the sidelines this weekend? Paulie? No one else. Feels like he's going to be on the sidelines. Feels like somehow, some way, he's on the sidelines there. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I read a few stories. Jim Harbaugh may not speak or take questions at whatever hearing is going on Friday. He may issue a statement. They allowed them to do that kind of stuff. But it's one of those cases where it's so wild that it's not going to be heard until Friday. That's what I love. It couldn't be held on a Tuesday so we know what's going on before the weekend. It has to be Friday to increase the drama in this story.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many questions I have about this that I hope Jim gets his opportunity to have his day in court, Big Ten court, NCAA court. I don't know when it's going to happen, but here's more of Jim Harbaugh yesterday.
I'm going to talk on Friday, just looking for that opportunity, due process, not looking for special treatment, not looking for a popularity contest, just looking for the merit of what the case is. You know, my senior in high school, I had a civics class, talked about government, justice, and what I took away from that class was that you're innocent until proven guilty. That was 40 years ago, but I like that opportunity.
Okay.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No. Let's get them.
If that press conference went on 10 seconds longer, he would have been quoting Martin Luther King Jr. about injustice.
Free at last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
College football's the best.
Oh, boy. By the way, we did reach out to Jim Harbaugh, even the Big Ten Commissioner, Tony Petitti. We invite everybody.
They do appreciate the invitation. They always appreciate the thinking of them during these tough times, but it's just not going to work out in the schedule and available at this time.
What about justice?
Yeah.
Not my fault. The members of my coaching staff were this unbelievable.
If somebody else was suspended here, would Jim Harbaugh and Michigan have a problem?
They should have kept that coach and not let him resign. And then like, oh, we're going to get rid of the...
Connor Stallion is going to be suspended for the remainder of the regular season. But let's say an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator was suspended. Would they have a problem with this? Yes, Pauline.
I don't believe for a second Connor Stallion's resigned by choice. I believe he was told to resign. And he resigned because he's trying to protect the program. And if he's not an employee of the school can't make him agree to any hearings. He doesn't have to go anywhere and talk and do anything. He could just sit at home in his dopey apartment, right? Big Ten would have no authority to make him talk or the NCAA if he's not currently a staff member. I don't believe for a second he quit by choice.
Yes, Todd.
For those who think Jim Harbaugh will be coaching against Maryland, to what extent is that because it'll be way too blamed for him to all of a sudden pop up at the Ohio State game and you got to bring him back for the Maryland game?
Yeah, I don't know if you want him to make his first appearance back at the Ohio State game. I think that if he, all right, the Maryland game, he'll be able to come back.
Just worked out that way. Yeah. We decided a two-game suspension is more than enough. Oh, okay.
Oh.
At least the Michigan game against Ohio State is home.
Yes.
Like, I wish it was. Oh, I wish it was in Columbus. Oh, oh. That would have been so much more fun.
Oh, when he walks out. But
good signage around the horseshoe.
Yeah, America's team. America's team.
America's team. Dude, what are you talking about?
Wait, I thought Colorado was America's team.
Oh, my God.
Yes, man. Marvin.
Someone on Twitter said, that's almost like calling the Houston Astros America's team.
Yeah, sure.
It's like somebody at some point, like at dinner the night before or at lunch that day, was like, "Ah, oh, it's like we're America's team." They're like, "Yeah, yeah. I like that. I'm going to go with that." And then it comes out of your mouth. Yeah. You sound like an idiot.
It's us against the world.
People love, you know, God. People fighting against injustice and
odds. He should have put his Malcolm X glasses back on.
Drew,
it's like your dad is a great football coach. What are you talking about against all odds? You were handed this.
Drew in New Mexico. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind?
What's up, dude?
Hey, man.
Man, I've been a Michigan fan my whole life. You had a caller last week that sounded like was a Michigan fan and said, oh, you know, Ohio State was cheating. You know, we expect the same punishment for Ryan Day. If Ryan Day was found to be cheating and it was in Jim Harbaugh's shoes right now, Michigan fans would be calling for him to be crucified.
Of course. Everybody's hypocrites here. Like, did you see what he did? And that even happened with Michigan and Harbaugh. What did they immediately say? Rutgers, Purdue, and Ohio State, they were sharing our signals. They are cheating too. Well, wait, did you cheat? Let's start with you. You want to get to the other teams, other, you know, programs? Absolutely. We can get there. But that doesn't exonerate you because everybody else was, or Purdue, Ohio State, and Rutgers were.
Oh, wait, that doesn't? We're being screwed by the justice system then. How about that? It's not fair. Fingers are pointed outwards this entire time.
And then they want to be lumped in with the Patriots, with Spygate. You know, we're like the Patriots. Well, do you want to be affected by the punishment the Patriots got? Because the Patriots got maybe the harshest penalty in NFL history, where they got fined and lost draft picks. So if you want to be lumped in that, hey, this is not a big deal, okay, ask the Patriots. Spygate wasn't a big deal. Ask Robert Kraft that and Bill Belichick. Yeah, Paul.
I always wonder, I love when stories break in the certain time of the season it happens. Imagine if Deflategate would have happened after game 4 against the Colts of the regular season. And it bore out that, you know, Brady wasn't cooperative or lied or wouldn't give his cell phone to the commissioner. And that was like week 6. When would that a suspension have hit? Would have hit during the season? Would have hit in the offseason? The timing is so fascinating.
Yeah, but, you know, suspended for the rest of the regular season. I thought they were going to suspend him indefinitely. Also, I was told yesterday, you know, there's probably coaches who used to work for Michigan who might be giving up evidence here of Michigan. That there's a lot of things to factor in that somebody has an axe to grind against Harbaugh. I think we can all admit that. Somebody hand-delivered this to the NCAA. And I think the Big Ten was forced to do something. I don't know if they had a little more time with this, if they wanted a little more time with this. Yeah, Paul.
If you read through the Big Ten statement, they have extreme details. This wasn't just like a rumor about a staffer who may have gone to games. They have the number of games by year he went to. They have the place he bought the ticket of each ticket. They have the name of the person he transferred the ticket to record at each stadium. This is not a vague. The investigation, whoever did it, whoever commissioned it, had their ducks in a row and had many details. It was not vague.
Who got the information?
That's what's not the Big Ten, at least in their reports. All they know is what this guy, Connor Stallions, was doing week to week, hiring people to be in certain stadiums in certain seats. They don't have anything, at least from what.
But Harbaugh has to understand somebody has to pay the price, and it's the coach who pays the price. It says that in the language there.
Northwestern.
Who got the information? Who got it? What'd you do with it? Maybe Jim Harbaugh didn't know about it, and that's why he's, you know, upset about this. But still, read the language. It says Michigan is going to be punished, and that means the coach can't be on the sidelines. That's what this is. Yes, Heaton.
And it's wow. This is his second suspension this season.
Yeah.
You know, if that game had happened in September, it's possible he would have already been suspended the first time and would have just rode it out the rest of the season.
Boy, they're gonna ride the victim parade here for as long as they can.
Ugh. Let's ride.
The judge this weekend is going to be on the parade float if they win it.
They get a playoff share. Take a break.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Update.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The poll results, Seton.
Somebody just said, by the way, we're the Astros America's team.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. America loves us. Let's see. Who has corrected things more, Russell Wilson or Sean Payton? Right now, Sean Payton at 63% of the vote.
Yeah.
That sounds about right to me.
Paulie, you got an NFL stat with quarterbacks?
Want to play the quick, who is leading the NFL in TD to interception ratio?
Russell Wilson.
Who wants to guess? Who's leading the NFL as of this morning in touchdown to interception ratio in the NFL?
Josh Dobbs.
No.
I think it's got to be C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud is correct. He has 15 touchdowns, 2 picks. Russell Wilson is second. Kirk Cousins is third.
Okay.
Who is leading the league in percentage of touchdowns, percentage of passes that are touchdowns, like least number of pass attempts, most touchdowns?
Mm.
It is Russell Wilson at 6.9%. Justin Fields is second.
Yeah.
And Tua Tagovailoa is third.
I don't know if you want to be there with Justin Fields. Be like, hey, look, us leading the
league. All right. You and me. Yeah. You and me.
I don't know if that's the play.
Let's see. Andrew in Washington is back. Good morning, Andrew. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan and Dennett. Thanks for taking my call. I do have a question, but first, a numerology stat that I thought Todd would like. So, in 58 career starts, Justin Herbert has made, including the playoffs, the Chargers a 29-29 record. And in those 58 games, the Chargers have scored 1,502 points, and the Chargers have allowed 1,502 points.
That is wild.
Todd would like that. So, my question is this. Who will be fired first, Brian Daboll, Sean McDermott, or Brandon Staley?
I would say Brandon Staley. It almost feels like it's inevitable. Brian Daboll get another year. McDermott, maybe. They just gave him a contract extension in the offseason. Not that that means that you're married to that person, but they seem to honor those a little bit more, I think, in the NFL than college. Yes, Marv.
Oh, the McDermott situation feels very Mark Jackson, Tony Dungy-esque, where it's like a team that's right on the cusp, and they need somebody else to, you know, take them over the hump.
So in Tony Dungy, they lost three consecutive playoff appearances. They brought in John Gruden, then they won the Super Bowl. And then with Mark Jackson, took him as far as they thought he could, and then they brought in Steve Kerr, and they won four titles. I get that. Jake in Buffalo. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Just wanted to give Todd a shout-out for not taking those 9 points yesterday, because the only thing that could be more depressing this morning than last night would be the fact that I have to take a pie to the face.
I tried to get him, Jake.
You really did.
I tried.
Thank you, Todd.
Is your season over, Jake?
Oh, the season was over after London. It's been a month. I've accepted it. It's over and done with. You're the only guy nationally that's even broaching the topic of firing McDermott. It started to pick up today, but it's a guy who has just been incompetent. He's not getting teams up for playoff games, consecutive playoff losses, micromanaged the defense enough to the point where the coordinator lost. It's just an absolute dumpster fire, and once again, it's time to blow everything up and start over.
Yeah, I wonder about Stephon Diggs for the rest of the season. As I'm watching the game last night, and then the end result, and the first person I thought of was Stephon Diggs. Yes, Eden.
I think of him after every single drive, after every single punt. The punt is hanging in the air. I'm like, just give me Stephon Diggs, because he's got to be screaming at somebody. I love that dude. I think he's great, and I think they should be winning more. But, man, I bet he is just a terror in the locker room.
No.
You guys suck!
Yeah. And then his brother, who is out for the Cowboys, he tweeted last night, 14's got to get up out of there. that doesn't sound good. Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. It's like, wow.
No, I meant the pocket. He needs to scramble. He needs to get up out the pocket.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
You know what, Jake? Incompetent might be a strong word to describe Sean McDermott, because I think what the Bills were before he got there and what they are now is night and day, because they weren't even making the playoffs. They had a great fan base, but they were going 3-13, 4-12 every year before he got there.
Yeah.
He just might not be the guy to take them over the hump into the next step.
And once again, it goes back to what I say all the time. Not everybody's a head coach. Some coordinators are meant to be coordinators. You know, they gave him a contract extension. I don't know how long this window stays open. But it feels like Buffalo is one of those media-driven stories where it's like, hey, Josh Allen, you know, cover Madden, MVP candidate, Bills, the whole thing. That home field advantage, that fan base, like all of that. It's like we keep trying. Like, Jacksonville, hey, Jacksonville. And I'm like, okay, let me see them win a game, a big game. And then they get blown up by San Francisco. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.